from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Trash of the day.
I picked this one because last week we were talking to Mike Pinnell. Was that Friday? I guess it would have been. Days
were
running
so.
Together here.
I don't know. Camp days throw me off.
Last Friday.
Back at camp tomorrow.
We are. And we had Pinnell on, and we were talking about food and everything, and he was mentioning ramen, but he was mentioning all this different stuff. You were trying to get me to eat sushi like you always have, and Mike Pinnell started naming off things. He's like, oh, you got to have some roasted eel and all this stuff. Even less likely than ever.
Wow. Really?
Here's why. Headline. One dead, dozen sickened. After eating roasted eel.
Okay.
Just one person. It was roasted grilled eel prepared by a restaurant chain that was sold at a department store near Tokyo.
Probably different than getting it, like, if I got sushi at Dillard's, right?
147 customers experienced vomiting and diarrhea after eating grilled eel.
Okay.
I'm out, man.
First, if your elimination of food is that some people got sick right now, hope you're never planning on eating deli meat ever again.
I saw the 7
Have you been
pounds.
Following the news?
That's Listeria, you know.
Chipotle got people sick for a decade straight with Listeria.
Be careful. There.
Well, allegedly there were some like outbreaks there a couple of times. Allegedly. Uh-huh. And you kept going back there.
I did.
It didn't stop you. This is just because it's a food you already don't like. People don't get sick eating food sometimes?
Of course it happens. This is a lot though, right? Like eel?
You think I'll never eat? What? I mean, I get it. Look, I don't know.
In Japan, the tradition of eating roasted eel is a tonic for the heat during the hottest days of summer.
Oh.
So you're saying we need to be eating eel
I'll get you eel at camp on Friday.
Dude, there's zero chance.
If I got someone to bring up roasted eel to camp, you wouldn't eat it on Friday. Come on, man. They said it's a tonic for the heat.
The one thing you have to acknowledge, though, you're correct that any food you can get sick from, but you have to acknowledge, and someone pointed out, birds, fish, more risky than red meat when cooked properly.
I guess,
like someone said, the chef did not remove the right gland of the eel.
That's unfortunate.
I don't know about you.
When I get my steak,
there's no like they forgot to accidentally remove something from my filet. Okay, they didn't forget to remove something.
No, but they could handle it. It could have not stored it at the proper temperature.
Sure, but that's literally every type of food.
Sure,
you know.
I'm just saying, like, yeah, all I can't food have comes the risk of being poisoned.
I understand. Like, yes, I cannot go buy a couple chicken breasts and then just leave it out and let it get up to 75 or 80 degrees and think I can just go eat that. Like, I can't just let it sit out. It needs to be refrigerated. So Someone says it's like eating gas station sushi and think it's the same as a restaurant. Yeah, but here, this was not the
I would say department store sushi in Tokyo is probably a little different than, like, you and I did not go to TJ Maxx to get an eel roll, okay?
Well, also, it was sold as a department store. It's not like JCPenney decided to start making eel, okay? Like, this was a grilled eel was prepared by a restaurant chain, and then they sold it at said store. But you're right. There is a deli meat out. 7 million pounds of deli meat has been recalled.
Every year this
States.
Happens, there's like some. I had to toss some deli meat I think I had in the fridge.
So says, don't forget about mad cow disease. You're right. You're right.
Yeah, there you go. I mean, that hasn't.
When's the last time we had mad cow disease?
I don't want to say for sure.
It was mainly in the 80s and 90s, wasn't it? Anyway.
Yeah, 80s and 90s. They figured it out. And they'll figure out the eel problem. One guy made one mistake. That's the same as leaving the food out. It wasn't that the eel was unsafe to eat. The eel was unsafe to eat because the man didn't do his job. It's different. I still think you should try sushi. It doesn't have to be eel. Eel's going to be a tough one to get
eels
to eat first.
I'm out now. 100% out. I told you, I've had oysters before. I tried it one time, never again.
Oyster, I like oysters, but that is a very specific. That's a tough one to just like. Was it a raw oyster?
I had it in New Orleans. I was in a good mood. I was with good company. Everybody was back in college. And
raw
I was
or
like,
fried?
Raw.
Okay. Yeah, that's a tough one.
Had one and I was done.
That's not the same as eating sushi. I understand why oysters are a tough sell for some people. I can see that'd be a tough food to convince Q to eat. Yeah. I don't know if he's ever had an oyster, but
never had McDonald's. Well, you think he's had oysters?
Okay. I've had some McDonald's, just not a lot. I've only had like their breakfast burrito.
Okay.
You've never had a burger at McDonald's.
I've never had a burger at McDonald's.
You never had chicken McNuggets.
I've never had
fries.
No.
That's crazy. McDonald's fries. How could you just live life having never eaten those?
I mean, props to your arteries, you know? Good for you.
Yeah, you're going to live longer than Alex
but
and I.
Man, but man, oh man. Okay. Huh.
Not just because you're
Someone
younger.
Says, wait, you guys never had the shrimp at Macy's? No, I haven't. No. I actually have not. That is the trash of the day. All right, up next, Chiefs Red Half Hour. I assume practice has to be wrapping up at about this time. So we hopefully, before we hand things off to Vern for his pregame show with Royals Baseball, hopefully we hear from Andy Reid. If not, we'll obviously just update you on the injury front if we get that. But Chiefs Red Half Hour, potentially Andy Reid coming up next.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.